Amelia, September 14th. Halfway down our front steps, I could already see Sylvia waiting up in the usual spot, Garfield and 8th Avenue, the near corner. Sylvia lived on Berkeley between 7th and 8th, around the corner from Mr. Wonton and one block over from Ozzie's, the coffee place where they would sometimes give you free refills on hot chocolate and had huge samples of cookies practically every day. For 4 years, Sylvia and I had been meeting on that same corner every day to walk the last couple of blocks to school together. 4 years ago, when we were 11, was the first year that Sylvia's mom would let her walk to school on her own. And she had all sorts of tests Sylvia had to pass first, about what to do in an emergency, who to go to for help, what to do if someone tried to grab her. My mom finally said I could walk to school alone when I was 11, too. She had her own tests, but I think she got them from Sylvia's mom. I love my mom, but she gets most of her ideas about how to be a mom from other moms. Pretty much whatever Sylvia was allowed to do, I was allowed to do too. But Sylvia had never had a nanny, so getting rid of Leela was on me. I liked Leela and all, but what sophomore in high school had a nanny? That was pretty much my argument. And I was psyched when my mom finally said okay. Now that school had started, I did kind of miss Leela. I never would have told my mom. I didn't want her to feel bad or whatever. But it was weird being alone, like, all the time. I waved at Sylvia, and she held up a hand in one of her two-finger, too-cool-for-school salutes. It was the second week of September, but it was still that disgusting, soupy New York City hot where you feel like you're walking through mesh and everywhere smells like garbage or pee. Of course, Sylvia wasn't about to let a little heat keep her from busting out her new fall styles. Clothes were to Sylvia what books were to me. The only thing that really mattered. So there was Sylvia, up at the corner in skinny jeans, platform sandals, and a long sleeveless sweater. Sleeveless, yes, but it was still a sweater. She'd showed it to me the afternoon before. It was a cool purplish eggplant color with a big loose collar. Funky and almost a little weird, the kind of thing I would have looked stupid in, but it totally worked on Sylvia. I waved back to her as I stuffed The Handmaid's Tale into my bag to finish reading at lunch. For the first time ever, Sylvia and I weren't in the same lunch period, except on Fridays. I could always sit with Chloe or Ainsley or someone from the field.